ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट टाइटल क्वेश्चंस बाय किंग परीक्षित टेक्स्ट नंबर 16 काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी प्रमाणं मंडकोशस्य बाह्याभ्यांतरभेदतः महतां चानुचरितं वर्णाश्रम विनिश्चयः प्रमाणं मंडकोशस्य करेक्ट नो बाह्याभ्यांतरभेदतः महतां चानुचरितं वर्णाश्रम विनिश्चयः प्रमाणमंडकोशस्य बाह्याभ्यांतरभेदतः महतां चानुचरितं वर्णाश्रम विनिश्चयः प्रमाणं मंडकोशस्य बाह्याभ्यांतरभेदतः महतां चानुचरितं वर्णाश्रम विनिश्चयः वर्णाश्रम विनिश्चयः प्रमाणं मंडकोशस्य बाह्याभ्यांतरभेदतः महतं चानुचरितं प्रमाणं मंडकोशस्य चानुचरितं वर्णाश्रम विनिश्चयः प्रमाणं मंडकोशस्य बाह्याभ्यांतरभेदतः महतां चानुचरितं वर्णाश्रम विनिश्चयः प्रमाणमंडकोशस्य बाह्याभ्यांतरभेदतः प्रमाणम एक्सटेंट एंड मेजरमेंट अंडकोशस्य दोज़ हू अंडरस्टैंड कम फ्रंट प्लीज दोज़ हू अंडरस्टैंड इंग्लिश सॉरी कुंजी बिहारी कम नो कम 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 एनकरेज मी टू स्पीक इफ यू सिट बिहाइंड देन आई विल आल्सो गेट डल इन Those who sit behind, that they show that they are not interested in hearing class. Of course, I also sit behind. Andakoshasya of the universe. Bahya, outer space. Abhyantara, inner space. Vedataha, by division of. Mahata, of the great souls. Cha, also. Anucharitam, character and activities. Varna, caste. Ashrama, orders of life. Vinishchayaha, specifically describe. Translation and prepared by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Also, please describe the inner and outer space of the universe by specific divisions, as well as the character and activities of the great souls, and also the characteristics of the different classifications of the castes and orders of social life. Purport: Maharaj Parikshit is a typical devotee of Lord Krishna, and as such he is anxious to know the complete significance of the creation of the Lord. He wants to know the inner and outer space of the universal form. It is quite fitting for the real researcher of knowledge to know all about this. Those who are of the opinion that the devotees of the Lord are satisfied with mere sentiments can find in the inquiries of Maharaj Parikshit good lessons as to how inquisitive a pure devotee is to know the things in their true perfection. The modern scientist is unable to know about the inner space of the universal horizon, and what to speak of the space which covers the universe. Maharaj Parikshit is not satisfied with only material knowledge. He is inquisitive about the character and activities of the great souls, the devotees of the Lord. The glories of the Lord and the glories of His devotees combined together comprise the complete knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna showed His mother the complete universal creation within His mouth, while she, completely charmed by her son, wanted to look inside the mouth of the Lord just to see how much earth the child had eaten. By the grace of the Lord, the devotees are able to see everything in the universe within the mouth of the Lord. The very idea of the scientific divisions of four classes of human society and four orders of life is also inquired about herewith on the basis of individual personal quality. The four divisions are exactly like the four divisions of one's personal body. The parts and parcels of the body are non-different from the body, but by themselves they are only parts. That is the significance of the whole scientific system of four castes and four social orders. The value of such scientific division of human society can be ascertained only in terms of the proportionate development of devotional service to the Lord. Any person employed in government service, including the president, is a part and parcel of the entire government. Everyone is a government servant, but no one is the government himself. That is the position of all living entities in the government of the Supreme Lord. No one can artificially claim the supreme position of the Lord, but everyone is meant to serve the purpose of the Supreme Whole.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Sadhu, Sadhu,
Pramanam mandakoshasya bahyabhyantara vedata mahatam chanu charitam varnashrama vinishchayah. Also, please describe the inner and outer space of the universe by specific divisions, as well as the character and activities of the great souls, and also the characteristics of different classifications of the castes and orders of social life. So, We see in many of these questions which are raised by Parikshit Maharaj, lot many of them are related to material world and material topics. So therefore, in this purport, Prabhupada he explains that but they are ultimately, in one sense, if you see, they are connected to the Lord, they are spiritual. Even material subjects, when they are understood in connection with the Lord, so they are spiritual, and they should be understood like that. They should be understood in connection with the Lord. We should not separate things from Lord. That is Maya. Separating things from Lord is Maya. So, and Maya means ignorance. And so perfect knowledge means understanding everything in connection with the Lord. So Parikshit Maharaj wants to know material creation of the Lord. He wants to know the inner and outer space of the universal form. It is quite fitting for the real researcher to know the knowledge, a real searcher of knowledge to know all about this. Those who are of the opinion that devotees of the Lord are satisfied with mere sentiments can find the inquiries of Maharaj Parikshit good lessons as to how inquisitive a pure devotee is to know things in their true perfection. So, knowing things, material things in connection with the Lord is knowing them in true perfection. Prabhupada uses this word here, true perfection. So, knowing them completely, that is complete knowledge. When we understand everything in connection with the Lord. So, from these questions by Parikshit Maharaj, we come to know how one should be inquisitive about material things also. It's not that, oh, we'll only sentimentally think, oh, I am pure devotee, I know everything, I am bhakti, I know bhakti, I am doing bhakti, I am become devotee now. So, we should know everything. Even material things also, because they are all creations of the Lord. But in true perspective, in connection with the Lord. So, here Parikshit Maharaj asks about inner and outer space of the universe by specific divisions. Please describe the inner and outer space of the universe by specific divisions. So basically he asks three things in this, character of and activities of the great souls and also the characteristics of different classifications of castes and orders of social life. So Varnashrama. So the first thing is what? Inner and outer space of the universe by specific divisions. Srila Prabhupada in this connection he writes here. The modern scientist is unable to know about the inner space of the universal horizon and what to speak of the space which covers the universe. And then later, Prabhupada he gives example of Mother Yashoda, how she saw everything within the mouth of Krishna. You all know that, no? Past time. Krishna was playing with his covered boyfriends and so he ate mud. And covered boyfriends, they complained to Mother Yashoda. Then Mother Yashoda, she rebuked Krishna, why you are eating mud? Then Krishna said, no, 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 these boys have become envious of me. Because therefore they are telling lies. Then Mother Yashoda says, oh, no, your brother, elder brother is also telling, Balaram is also telling, he is not envious of you, right? Obviously, elder brother won't be envious. So, then you show your mouth, open your mouth, she says. Then when he opened the mouth, he saw all the mud in the entire creation within his mouth. What a speaker. A small child, ordinary child may eat little mud. But entire mud, entire material creation, whatever mud is there in the whole material creation, she saw that in the mouth. Sometimes Mahatattva is compared to mud. Mahatattva, you know, Mahatattva means sum total of all material energy. Is called as Mahatattva. So that is considered as mud. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, no, Brahmanyadaya karmani, sangam tyaktva karotiya, lipyate sana papena, padma patva, patram ivam basa. Lord Krishna, he said, so one who is detached from one's fruits of action, he is just like, although living in this world, he is just like Padmapatra. Padmapatra, although it is there in the muddy water, still it is not untouched by muddy water or dirty water. So mostly you see that this all lotuses, they grow in dirty water also. So in dirty water also, they are not touched by dirt, Padmapatra. So material world is dirt, it is Mahatattva is just mud, it is dirt, it is. So we are, so a liberated soul being in this mud also, he is not attached. Anyway, so Mother Yashoda, she saw all the universe, all material creation within the mouth of Krishna. So Prabhupada, he says here, by the grace of the Lord, the devotees are able to see everything in the universe within the mouth of the Lord. Now here, two points, two statements, Prabhupada. The modern scientist is unable to know about the inner space of the universal horizon and what to speak of the space which covers the universe. By the grace of the Lord, devotees are able to see everything in the universe within the mouth of the Lord. That means, now what is the difference in devotee's approach and scientific approach? So modern scientists, they want to see everything by their own endeavor, sense perception. So they think that seeing is believing. So I can see everything. This the basic their what we call. So their basic, anyway, I'm not getting that word. So hypothesis, yeah, we can say hypothesis. So this hypothesis is, I'm looking for some other word. So this hypothesis is itself is wrong. So seeing is not believing. Prabhupada used to give example. We are seeing the sun just like a small disk, but actually sun is not just a small disk. So in this way, scientific approach is bogus. It is. Sometimes some simple examples are given. Seeing is believing. Traditionally, this example is given that we may see rope in the dark. We may think that it is snake. So, therefore, seeing is not believing it is. And if you want some modern examples, so you can go and stand in front of concave or convex mirror. Either you appear, your belly looks very big, and head looks very small, right or not? So is it seeing is believing? Or your belly looks very small and your head looks very big, right or not? So you have seen Kunjveri? No, you are not seen. No? Sometime we'll show you on camera. So there is one concept called refraction in physics. Reflection and refraction, there are two things. So both are different. So reflection means you see, no, this pratibimba, what you call. So refraction is different. So refraction means, you just to give one example, you take one glass, what they call as beaker, right or not? Beaker. So you put, fill that glass with a half fill with water and put one pen or stick in that. That pen appears bent. So, the portion which you see inside the water, it appears bent, it does not appear like straight, you know. So, that is called as refraction, it is. So, but actually pen is not bent. So, therefore, seeing is not believing. We may see same thing, but it is not true. Or you see this railway tracks, it appears, if you see from far, they are going and meeting at a certain point. So, railway tracks, you have seen that railway too. So, if you see from far away, it appears that they are meeting at one certain point, but actually they are not meeting. So, seeing is not believing. So, these scientists, especially modern scientists, so, academic scientists, they are called as empiricists. So, empiricism means they believe only in physical evidence, what their perception and hypothesis, pratyaksha and anumana. So, by direct observation and based on observations, they hypothesize something, they imagine something. So, that is, they consider empiricism as axiomatic. So, that is a basic mistake of modern academic world, modern scientific world. So, axiomatic means perfect, that is all in all. We can know everything from this empirical method. So, empirical method through pratyaksha and anumana. Pratyaksha means sense perception, like seeing, touching, smelling, like that. And anumana means speculation, imagination. So, they see something and based on that they imagine, right or not. So, just for example, there may be some 10 pairs of shoes outside here, you know. And based on that, that is observation, they are seeing that. And they are counting. Based on that, they will conclude that, oh, there are 10 people in this hall. But some people must have come without shoes, right or not? So, therefore, this empirical method, pratyaksha and anumana, is not perfect, it is. You have to hear from the authority. So, when you hear from authority, this many people are there inside this hall, then it is perfect, it is. Simple example to give. So, but these rascals, they don't understand that. So, by empirical method, we cannot get perfect knowledge. So, and specifically, understanding the universe through this seeing. Now, these fellows, they have made some instruments, telescopes, microscopes, with that they see. And they get, nowadays you see these cameras also, there are so many sophisticated cameras have come now. So, I was reading about one camera, so it can catch pictures of many things which we are not able to see. So many radiations coming to the earth. So many things which are happening in the environment. So that camera has more capacity. So these fellows, they have developed all these kind of machines. And that has made them more proud that, oh, we can see everything. We can understand everything by empirical method. But these foolish fellows, they don't understand. There was one scientist, his name was Eugene Wigner. He said that. I am not directly, I mean, I am not quote exact statement, but I am paraphrasing. So, so first thing is that we cannot see everything. And even if you use your instruments, like telescope and all, and catch the picture, or, you know, cameras, so then also our knowledge of the universe will not become perfect. Because so again the data which we receive, again we have to interpret that with these eyes and ears, nose, whatever, by our own sense, our mind, speculation, imagination. So from this we understand that first thing is our sense perception is not perfect, and our imagination, mental speculation and sense perception is not perfect. Second thing is our instruments will not make us perfect. They may increase our perceiving power. You may see more than what you can see with the naked eyes. But still, perception won't be perfect, it is. Therefore, and again, whatever data we receive through those instruments, again, it has to be interpreted with these eyes and our mind, you know, our imagination. So, therefore, this knowledge will never be perfect. So, especially regarding the universe, Galileo Galilei, he was the first person to make telescope. Telescope is, particularly used to see what is happening, from distant places. So, what is happening in the universe, far away in the whole material creation. So, how movement sun is change, how all these planets, grahas, nakshatras are moving and all these things. So he was the first person to make this telescope. And that guy, what he wanted to show to the world is that before that there was one more fellow, Kepler, his name was. That guy, he said that sun is at the center and he is stationary, he is not moving. In Bhagavatam there is one chapter, movements of the sun. So before Kepler, everyone believed that the sun is moving. And these Christians also, and according to Bible, they all believed that sun is moving from, because every day you see that morning sun is on the eastern side and evening day is in the western side. It is very easy to observe. So, but this guy, and everyone believed that sun is moving around the earth like that. So, in science there are two models of the universe. One is earth is at the center and sun is moving around the earth. That is called as geocentric. And another concept is sun is at the center and earth is rotating around the sun. That is called as heliocentric, earth and other planets. So now they call it a solar system. You see, there are solar system, they say. Solar system means sun and sun and its planets. Every star, sun is one of the stars. I told the other day that a star is, according to modern science, it is self-illuminating. So there are many billions and millions of stars are there. So, and each sun has its planets which rotate around that. So, and earth, this sun also has 9 planets are there. So they rotate around. Now there are only 8. Previously they made Pluto as one, and they said now it is not there. Previously they said Pluto is one of the sun. So of course there are Navagrahas, that is true according to modern science. It's all mixed up, everything is mixed up. In modern science everything is like khichdi it is. So nothing is clear. So then these 8 grahas are planets are moving around the sun, like that they say. So this is called as this is called as solar system. So and this is heliocentric model. So to say that Vedic cosmology believes in geocentric is also not correct. It is. In one sense it is true, to some extent it is true, but Earth itself is not the center, because Earth is what? Our Earth is on the southern side of the Jambudvipa. Jambudvipa, central island on Bhumandala is Jambudvipa. There are seven islands in Bhumandala, broader Earth. So, and the center of Bhumandala is that Sumeru mountain, and the southern side is Earth. But if you see upside down, you may consider that because Bhumandala is in the middle, we may consider it as Earth as in the center or middle. Anyway, so in that sense, so before Kepler, everyone in West also, in among Christian world also, Christians in the West means Christian world, or especially Roman Catholic Church was very dominant, dominating. So whatever they say is truth, everyone has to believe that. So they all believed that sun is moving, Earth is stationary, it is at one place. Then Kepler, he brought the idea that no, sun is stationary and Earth is moving. Now at this point, one more point we have to understand is that even modern scientists are also able to calculate many natural phenomena, like when solar eclipse happens, when lunar eclipse happens. So it is possible for them also. Why? Because whether you believe that Earth is stationary and sun is rotating, or sun is stationary and Earth is rotating, it is just a question of relative motion. So therefore, either way you will be able to calculate lunar eclipse, solar eclipse, eclipses and all these kind of things. So anyway, continuing, so Kepler brought this idea that so if Kepler would have said that sun is at the stationary, Earth is sun is stationary and Earth is rotating, then they would have burnt him, because those days, if you speak anything against Bible or Christian world, whatever Christians believed, then they will just burn them. So sometime ignorant people, you can do like that. Prabhupada also said, over intelligent, shoot them, he said. Prabhupada also said, but you should know the truth before then. Christians, whether they are empiricists, those who have rebelled against Christianity, like Kepler and Galileo, or the Christians, both are in ignorance. So therefore, when they do such activities, it is it's not justifiable. It is not justice, it is. So because Christians are in ignorance, Bible doesn't have any knowledge about cosmology. So anyway, Galileo, he came just after Kepler, and he decided to show to the world what Kepler is telling is right and what Bible is telling is wrong. So then he made this instrument, telescope, first time. So telescope was invented, and he made that. So telescope means it's a long pipe. Those who don't know, those who have not seen. In the front there will be one glass, and backside there will be one more glass. You will be able to see lot of things there, far away things, distant things. Big telescopes they put. Nowadays, they have more advanced technology now. Previously, this simple telescope was there. Now they have launched satellites at different places to take picture of different planets, grahas and nakshatras and all those things. And they send the signals. And on the Earth, there are observatories. They are called as observatories. Observatories means, so whatever satellite pictures they receive them through signals, through, you know, just like this television antenna, discs you have seen, right or not? So like that, so different places, scientists, they have observatories. They have made big, huge disc. Now for television, to run a television, you need a small disc now, right or not? You have seen or not? So in city, people have the small discs. These observatories would have very huge discs to receive the signals from satellites. And then they see those pictures and try to understand what is happening in the universe like this. So anyway, Galileo, sometime you can visit all these observatories. So I don't know where it is in India. In Italy there is one place, and then there is NASA has one in America. So different places they have. Sometimes they may have small ones also. So in this way they receive signals. Actually, I am running out of time. I have a lot of things to say today. Very relevant things which need to be spoken at here. So these observatories are there. They are trying to see what is happening in the universe. So this guy Galileo, what he did, he fooled the whole world, Christian world. So with the help of this telescope, and from his time onwards, then so scientific revolution started. Everyone started rebelling against against the church. This rebel against Bible and church did not happen just because of Galileo and these empirical scientists. By that time, people were already frustrated with Roman Catholic Church, and just before that, before Galileo, Kepler, this guy Martin Luther, he came and started Protestant religion. They protested against Roman Catholicism. So there was killing between both Protestants, and so he basically wrote against. By the time all this Christian church had become completely corrupt, all the priests had become corrupt, they were no more holy men actually. So they had become corrupt. So Martin Luther came and he wrote against church and church authorities. And his books became widely, although they locked him up in a house, they tried to suppress him, but because his books spread, although his books were also tried to burn, still people, they spread the books. In this way, his ideas became revolutionary, but the result was disaster, because people became so much rebellious against church and church authorities. They went and just killed everyone, destroyed the church. So much violence. From that time onwards, Protestant and Catholics, they kill each other like anything. So Prabhupada, he said, this whole history of Christianity is killing, 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 killing. Now if you see in the Western world, there is more killing between Christians and Muslims. This whole Middle East thing which is going on, ISIS. So they hate Muslims, but it is not that if you leave them, if Muslims are there, not there in the world, so these Christians will stay peaceful. They will still kill each other among themselves. So it has just been history of killing, 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 killing. But in India, if you see, India is exactly Hindus, our Vedic people, this Vedic culture is exactly Indians. It is not because of traditional, original Vedic culture. It is after Buddhism. Indians have become so tolerant. All these mlechas and Britishers and Muslims, they came and killed everyone and looted everything. Still, they are so tolerant. So tolerant. It's because of Buddhist, but still people here are sane overall because of Vedic culture. But in the West, they are insane people, just kill each other. Anyway, Martin Luther movement was a disaster. So still he could not, but why I am telling that is, so the rebel against religion, church and church authorities and Bible and scripture began from there, Martin Luther. And in this way, that gave impetus for scientific revolution. So, science means presently it is a main thing, main heart of the science is disbelief in religion and scriptures. So, that is what is the main thing in modern science. So, that all started from Martin Luther. Although Martin Luther himself didn't want to be an empirist scientist rejecting religion. He wanted to only make case against Catholic Church, Roman Catholic Church and church authorities. So he still wanted to be a Christian. Therefore, he started a Protestant religion, that is a religion, it is a part of Christianity. So he didn't want to go against religion, but that gave impetus for that rebellious against. So anyway, Protestants are still not so strong like Catholics. Catholics are still strong. So after 600-700 years back, history also. But science has become dominant now. Anyway, my point was, Galileo tried to show the world, universe, through telescope, and he set a tone for the further scientific research that everything can be seen. But till now, till today, from the time of Galileo, they are completely, cosmology has been another disaster. So now there are so many people, they say there are so many cosmological theories, as many cosmologists are there. Everyone has his own, every cosmologist has his own theory of cosmology. So, and they are so much confused now. In 1928, Max Born, he said that, so physics will be over in 6 months, he said. He was so confident. Now what, 2017, almost 90 years now. Even after 90 years, they are nowhere in the beginning stage also to understand the universe. Nowhere near in the beginning stage also. So there is one more famous scientist now, Stephen Hawking. He cannot speak. He cannot walk. He is always on the wheelchair. He has some strange kind of disease, that guy. So, but he shows himself as very big scientist, big cosmologist. So, that guy, he said, he quoted Max Born. That in 1928, Max Born said this, but still we are not able to make a theory which can explain everything about the universe. So, but now we know more than what Max Born knew. Therefore, with optimism, we can say that very soon we are going to develop a unified physics, he says. Unified physics means, unite all these theories, combine all these theories and make a theory which will explain everything. And he called it as theory of everything. These guys, even millions of years, even if they keep seeing, then also they will not be able to make theory of everything. That theory of everything is already there in Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. These guys simply, they have to. So this point, modern scientists are unable to know about, they cannot see. But devotees can see the universe, its inner space and outer space, by the mercy of the Lord. Here Prabhupada gave example of Mother Yashoda. In Bhagavad Gita we have a very good description of this. Description of this in the which chapter? Seeing where Arjuna saw the universe? 11th chapter, right or not? Now scientists are also trying to see the universe sitting in their laboratories, and devotees also see by the grace of the Lord sitting at one place, either in the mouth of the Lord or being revealed by the Lord in the universal form or in this scriptures. So in 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita we get to know this thing, this very clearly we get, either only by the mercy of Krishna or spiritual master we can see the universe. First thing is that we should develop this humility, that I cannot see everything by my own endeavor, my own sense perception and by mental speculation. This humility is the beginning of knowledge. Amanitvam, adambitvam, ahimsa, kshantir, arjavam, acharya, upasanam, shaucham, kshantir, sthairyam, atma, vinigraha, like that. So, this we can see in the Arjuna. Manyase yadichakyam maya drishtum iti prabho yogeshwara tato metvam darshayam atmanam avyayam. If you think that I am able to behold your cosmic form, O my Lord, O master of all mystic power, then kindly show me that unlimited universal self. Arjuna is not challenging. You show me. Okay, you are God. You told that you, in the 10th chapter, he told all his vibhutis. You told all this. But you show them like that. He did not challenge Krishna, but in a humbly, if you think that I am capable of seeing, then you show me, he says. But these rascal scientists, they think that, I can see everything. That is their first mistake. So they should understand from Arjuna how to approach this whole process of knowledge. Then Krishna says, Krishna, he gives a special vision to, what he says, you see, but you cannot see me with your present eyes, therefore I give you divine eyes, behold my mystic opulence. So without this divine eyes, we cannot see the universe. Scientist doesn't have, Galileo didn't have divine eyes, right or not? Einstein or Newton or Stephen Hawking, they don't have, Max Born, they don't have divine eyes like that, to see. Natu mam shakyase drashtum anenaiva chakshusa divyam dadami te chakshu pashyame yoga. I will give you divine vision to see this. So then, before that verse, iha kastam jagat krasnam pashyadya sacharacharam mama dehe gudakesha yatnamyam drashtum ichchasi. O Arjuna, whatever you wish to see, behold at once in this body of mine. This universal form can show you whatever you now desire to see and whatever you may want to see in the future. Everything moving and non-moving is here completely in one place. Krishna's form, Krishna's body, everything is there in that. You can see everything there. At one place. Prabhupada in the Purport you see here. No one can see the entire universe while sitting in one place. Even the most advanced scientist cannot see what is going on in the other parts of the universe. But a devotee like Arjuna can see everything that exists in any part of the universe. Krishna gives him the power to see anything he wants to see, past, present and future. Thus, by the mercy of Krishna, Arjuna is able to see everything. Arjuna is able to see everything by the mercy of Krishna. So, no one can, Prabhupada says, no one can see the entire universe. So, scientists, all these cosmologists, we will make theory of everything in the future, they should just give it up. They should just follow Arjuna's system. So, they should just follow in the footsteps of Arjuna. Only by the mercy of. So, the Lord gave Arjuna the necessary power to see his universal form because he knew that Arjuna did not particularly want to see it. So he says. The fact is that the devotee is not concerned with seeing the Vishwarupa, the universal form, but Arjuna wanted to see it to substantiate Krishna's statement so that in the future people could understand that Krishna not only theoretically or philosophically presented himself as the Supreme, but actually presented himself as such to Arjuna. Arjuna must confirm this because Arjuna is the beginning of the parampara system. Those who are actually interested in understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and who follow in the footsteps of Arjuna should understand that Krishna not only theoretically presented himself as Supreme, but actually revealed himself as Supreme. So, there are many purports. Maybe we can take tomorrow, I think, no? So, there are some 6-7 purports are there in the 11th chapter regarding this seeing the universe. So, which is very relevant in this. Tomorrow maybe we can continue this. We don't know. We may not be able to complete it tomorrow. We'll see. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any questions, comments? No questions, comments. Everything you all understood. I'll ask questions. Who was the founder of Protestant religion? What is Protestant? So there are two major, there are many branches, many divisions in Christianity. Thousands of groups are there. In the future, ISKCON may become like that. Thousands of groups are there, but there are major two parties. One is Catholic, another is Protestant. So, Protestant religion was started by Martin Luther. There was one more recently, King Martin Luther in America. He was fighting for blacks in America, and he was shot in 65 or 63 something, 1963. So, Martin Luther King, he is different, and this Martin Luther is different, who is founder of, in 15th century this person was there. In one sense, he didn't start Protestant religion, but it became like that, Protestant religion. Anything else? Shall I ask some more question? What Max Born told and which year? Don't remember anything. Physics will be over in 6 months. In which year? 1928. Where are you? In the class. ओके, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे।